And we meet again. What are we watching here? Oh, I've never seen that before.
All right.
Did we give up a lot of chances? Did you chart them?
I'll watch them.
We'll have to see. So we didn't, we chart them and we didn't feel it was that way. Did we give up a little bit of possession time? We did, but I think we gave up a ton of chances. So, I don't know, I disagree with you.
How did it feel to see Palat play that well tonight? After dealing with injuries for the last about 2 years, he came out.
They had a huge assignment. Alexander Barkov, Huberto, Dadonov, you talk about best lines in the league, you'd have to throw them in there as one of the top ones. And so you have to go head-to-head against them the whole night. They did a great job because those are three special players, and to keep them pretty much off the board the whole night was just an outstanding night, with him, with Pally and Sterling Killer. And it's only fitting that when we gave up the shorthanded goal, that Palat was the guy that got the go-ahead goal and thought he deserved it.
Coop, did you guys approach Bobrovsky any differently the four goals tonight compared to only eight in those previous four?
No. Bobrovsky's a world-class goalie. You have to have good goals to beat him, and tips and rebounds and pucks that are laying there, you got to put them in, and we did tonight. The save he made in Palat in the second period was unbelievable. And so that he, we generated some chances, and he stopped a lot of them, some he didn't.
Coop, they both had their fair share of opening nights, but how nice is it to see Shai and Kirk Amaroon both get on the scoreboard?
Yeah, they've been important guys for us in the preseason, and they brought some new life into our room, and not that we needed it, but it's definitely some characters, and I thought both those guys played the role that they play on teams, and but for them both to score and the opening night. I think Patty had the line. He's on pace for 82, so let's see how that goes for him. But that's just stuff like that puts a smile on your face, and good for them.
I think the circuit chap tonight, I know you had the three assists, but I think you made some pretty plays.
Yeah, listen, it was game one, and there was a lot of the game I liked. Again, did we get bit by a little bit of the turnover bug in which, we gave up a 2-on-1 and a 3-on-1 and things that are in our control not to give up, we did. But as a whole, can we be better as a team? There's no question. It's game one. So it's there's so much excitement. It's the home crowd. It's game one. So the guys are running around a little bit, and I'm sure Coach Q is probably saying the same thing. And I look at the big picture. We came here to get 2 points, and we had to face a little bit of adversity, especially there in the third, and thought we handled it well.
Do you welcome some of that adversity compared to some of those games last year? You go up 6-0, 5-0 in some of those games last year. Do you welcome more of that?
I welcome us to play, work extremely hard, and play responsible hockey, know what the score is, and guys, making sure winning is the most important thing, and that's what I pull for. So regardless of what the score is, that's what I want our team to do, and so far so good.
Coop, Sergachev just spoke about wanting to kind of round out his game. He wants to try to get on the PK. How encouraging is it to see a young guy with all the skill in the world offensively wanting to just be more well-rounded defensively?
Well, if you want to become a great player in the league, those are the things you need to do, guys have different talents, and McDonough is a different player than Sergachev. So why one guy plays in the power play, and the other guy's you know, big PK guy for us. And to round out your game, though, to be able to handle top 4 minutes and be able to put in those situations, I'm sure all the guys want that. And but the Sergachev have the talent to do that, there's no question. But let's remember, he's 21 years old yet, and he's played, I bet he's already got 150 games in the league, so his trajectory is going the right way.
As potent as this offense is,
way in the back row.
As potent as this offense is, I mean, did you guys show that kind of grinding quality that you want to see in this team, especially with what you have?
Well, what I liked in the third, I didn't like that we gave up the lead, but I like we got it right back. And so you kind of have that sinking feeling. But the guys were really positive on the bench. And I thought, unfortunately, we took a few penalties we didn't need to take. But the penalty kill was outstanding for us. And I thought we generated chances. And we generated chances not only to get the lead, to extend the lead, and then protect the lead. And that was a really good sign for us.
Thank you.